I will not take one step out of here to go visit one of them. Not one step. I will not even meet them down to Kmart. Period. Not me, not this man. This one. Hallelujah. You see, I'm preparing myself. For Yah says, prepare our love that the fruit of the Torah may be sown. For his hand is on this wicked nation. And this whore is coming down. You understand? I've been sitting over there for hours. There are things that I want to bring out unto us. Beginning the Shabbat continuously on this Bavel, this whore. And her strength, her seducing powers. And her power to bewitch our minds. And our minds are seduced and bewitched by her. We better come out of her. We must come out of her. We must prepare our nefesh that we will not depart from the Torah of Yah, from those that discipline us in the truths of Yah. We will not depart from them. It's amazing how folks love to depart from the man of Yah. Come on, Yisrael. I don't like what he said. He said that. And yet they will gravitate to the false liars, the perverts. Well, he said that to my son, he was a wicked dog. He said that to my wife, she was a Jezebel. My daughter, she was a Jezebel. That was my son, he was a dog. We defend the Torah of Yah. We set for that. Defending no one. I defend the Torah. The Torah is in my brother, my sister, I defend the Torah. They will not be offended if they're judged by the, corrected by the Torah. We need the Torah. We need the, our minds must be prepared by the Torah. Must be established. That's the only way we're going to establish the creative power of Yah in us. It's by the Torah, Yisrael. That's the only way. That's why we're weak. When Yisrael went away from the Torah, they did everything that was wicked, did they not? When they turned away from Yahshua, was that he not the word of Yah made flesh? Did that not they fall unto every kind of vile, sadistic, wicked manner it was? And that's why we're falling. We're not allowing the Torah or the seed or the fruit of the Torah to be sown in us. We're not allowing that, Yisrael. You will know that because there will be a great pulsating desire to hear and your mind will gravitate to the Torah. You got more energy to read folly and fictitious things than to read the book of life. To hell with the fictitious book. I don't read fictitious books. I don't read any of them. I don't. Period. I don't want to read no storyline or something that happened that's not real. And everything in the book is real. Everything is, Bishop would say, is in the book. And it's real. Hallelujah. It is real. Turn quickly to Tehillim. To Psalms 78. In verse 7. David says, as he speaks about the Ruach of Yah, he says that we or that they may set their tikvah, their hope in Yah, and not forget the works of Yahweh. We've forgotten the works of Yah. And that is why Tehillim 78:7, and keep his mitzvah. We don't keep the commands of Yah. That's why we say we love him. If any man says he loves Yah, keep not his mitzvah, he's a liar. And the reason why we don't keep the mitzvah of Almighty Yah, because we've forgotten the testimony. We've forgotten the works. We've forgotten what he did for us. We've forgotten, even though we were in a wretched ditch of hell, we've forgotten that. We've forgotten how miserable we were. We've forgotten all of that and our sinful wicked ways. And so we don't keep the mitzvah of Yah. He says in verse 8, and might not be as their avad. I don't want to be like out there, like our avad. I don't want to be like our forefathers. A stubborn and a rebellious generation. Have we carried out that characteristic? We've been stubborn. Come on, Israel. We've been rebellious. Just like our fathers. We are stubborn. We are stubborn. You ought to know one. The scripture tells us to honor the king, to fear the king. And honor man, all men. Jezebel's spirit honors no one. A stupid Fuzebel, an ignorant man honors no one. That's what he tells you. To honor. Fear. Some of you will talk like juvenile children. It's amazing that you say two and then you continue to do that. You speak to someone wise. You speak to a wise man. Instruct a wise man. He becomes wiser. He doesn't do the same thing. You do it to a fool, he will give you blood. A fool will always do it. A fool will always speak like a fool. Wise man, he speaks wise. He said, boy, I did that time. Nah, I know what I did. And he makes amends. Sure, that's a fool. You're no fool. Speak to a fool and watch what arises in them. You will know. Well, sister, well, brother, well, you know, you're dealing with a fool. That our forefathers, they were a rebellious generation. And a generation that coon. Look, listen. That they asa, they set not their heart or their love aright. Coon. They did not even make their hearts right. You see, that's what we are. That's what we are. We don't set our hearts aright. We don't set our hearts, we don't make our hearts coon. What do you mean? We don't prepare our hearts to receive the Torah. They did not set their hearts aright, and whose ruach, or whose spirit, was not omain. It was not steadfast with Yah. They were not omain with Yah. They were not faithful unto Yah. And you're not faithful. You have not set your heart aright. We have not. That's why David said, my love is kun. It is fixed. It is fixed. How do I know it's fixed? Because it sings praise unto Yah. It sings, and it sings praises unto Yah. Some of you are dead. Dead. And the sin is what has you dead. That's what? Dead, and trespasses, and sin. So when you're dead, you have trespassed the Torah. And we know that sin is the trespassing of the Torah of Yah. And so there's no life in you. None whatsoever. When the word of truth is alive in you, the Torah of Yah, you will see it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, you have not prepared your heart aright. Your ruach was not steadfast. You did not omain. You did not love Yah. There's a reason. Everything, there's a reason, there's a purpose and a reason for everything under the sun. Why is it? I want to read this in Shirach. Listen to it in Shirach. Two. It says this. This is why our love is not prepared. Now, if this does not resonate truth, then tell me to throw it out and I will stop right here. This is what it says. It says in Shirach 2:15. Shirach. It says, those who yareh, who fear Yah, will not disobey his words. You believe that? So those that yareh, those that honor and fear and tremble at Yah, they will not disobey his word. So we know we don't fear Yah. Come on, Yisrael. We don't fear Yah because we disobey his Torah. We base things on our feelings. I was not brought up that way. You were brought up wicked. Conceived in sin. Shaped in iniquity. We have a new life in us, a new mind. So my birth or my begotten is not of the natural, it is of the spiritual. So those that fear Yah, those that fear Yahweh, will not disobey Yah. And those that do not fear will disobey Him. Can I show an example? Daddy says to the child, I said stop, but I mean that. And the child stands there and looks at Daddy, watches, and the child knows that Daddy will take the hard off the butt. And as long as Dad is there, it's not going to do it. The child is not. Period. And those that take Daddy for a little play toy, they're going to go and do just that. But those that fear Yah, and we don't fear Yah, that's why we do just what we think we want to do. But those that fear Yah will not disobey Him. Did Yahshua fear His Abba? He did not disobey Yah. So we see we are lacking that. Well, how can you say that? Well, what is the fear? You have to be getting to what? Stupidity? Wisdom.
hook, it's a beginning of wisdom, understanding who he is when you feed him. When a child feels the daddy, he understands who the daddy is. When a child fears the daddy, they understand who daddy is. That fear is one of comfort. It's one of confidence. It's one of security. It's one of identity. Because they know who he is. So those that fear Yah, they will not disobey him. We have flunked the test here. And those who are Hava, love him, will keep his ways. They will keep his ways. Consider Yahshua. For in him are the ways of Yah perfected. Do we keep the ways of Yahshua? Do we even consider him? Think on that for just 1 second. Do you even consider Yahshua? Do you even is he even in your thoughts? Do you even think on the beauty of that name? Come on, Israel. Don't lie to yourself. Just be honest. Hallelujah. Put this thing down plain. We need it plain and simple. Yah needs to identify where we are. We can never get from where we are to get where he wants us to be if he doesn't identify where we are. So those that love him will keep his ways. That's what Yahshua said. That's what your Quran says. We will obey his mitzvah. Those who fear Yahweh, Yahweh will seek his approval. Those that truly fear Yah, they want his approval. Don't you want his approval? Yeah. I want his approval. Yeah. Now, if you think this is not of spiritual strength or spiritual wisdom, tell me to stop, and I will. I mean that. So those that fear Yahweh will seek his approval. And those who love him will be filled with the Torah. Those that love Yahweh, they will be filled with the Torah. We are full of every kind of damnable, deceivable lie and corruption that can be imagined. Every kind of folly, every kind of foolish talking and gesturing and playing and laughter and folly. We're full of that. And those who love him will be filled with his Torah. If that doesn't resonate truth, I will sit down. It is truth. Those that love him, they will be filled. They will be filled with his Torah. They will be filled with his Torah. Those that love him. You see, that's why we haven't prepared our life for the fruits of the Torah. And Yah is showing us what's in us in our life. We must prepare ourselves for the very hand of Yah upon this wicked nation. That's why I began things the way I did. For this whore is coming down. Her walls, and I'll bring that out in depth on the Shabbat. Her walls have already crumbled. She's a fenced city, but she's coming down. Listen. And it says this profoundly. Those who Yahweh, it's a fear of reverence, it's a fear of trembling. Those who fear Yahweh will prepare. They will asa, they will kum, they will create, they will prepare their levim. They will prepare their hearts for the Torah. And will humble themselves before him. They will humble themselves before Almighty Yahweh. That's what they will do. We don't even humble ourselves before each other. Hallelujah. Yisrael, what we need to do is what Solomon says here in Mishlei, Proverbs 12:19. It tells us this. The lips of truth shall be kum, it shall asa, it shall be established forever. But the lying tongue is but for a moment. You see, it is Yahweh Yisrael, if we commit our works to Yah. The 16th chapter in the 3rd verse of Mishlei, it tells you to commit your works to Yah. We don't commit our works to Yah. Our works are fleshly, and the flesh is enmity against Yah. If we commit our works to Yah, He says, commit your works to Yah, and your thoughts shall be kun. Your heart shall be established. And the way we commit our works to Yah is by the order of the Torah of Yah. And Yahweh shall establish our thoughts. He shall establish where the thoughts of man are. Do not the issues of man flow from the heart? And so the thoughts of our love, Yahweh will kun. He will asa. He will create that in us. Our thoughts come from the depths of a corrupt belly. The heart is deceitful above all things, that desperately wicked. And that's where the thoughts of this generation comes from. It's not coming by the preparation of the Torah of Yah. It's not. It is not coming by the Ruach of Almighty Yah, because the Ruach of Yah always dealt even your lips, your words. It always dealt with you first. That's what it does. We must allow the word of Yah to establish us and to prepare us. Well, how is that? Well, that was one the scripture tells us in Mark 1:11. I want to read this as I draw down on this message. It says in Mark 1:11, said the beginning of the Bezerach, of the message of the teaching of Yeshua HaMashiach, the son of Yah, as it is written in the Nabi, behold, he said, I send my messenger before your face, which shall prepare the way before you. And that's what Yochanan was, the emerger. He was to prepare the way for Yeshua. So he is sending his messengers today to prepare the return of the way of Yeshua again. And they did not receive him, because Herod, he rebuked him for his adulterous, wicked ways. And we don't want to hear about idolatrous practices that we perform in our minds. We don't want anyone to tell us that. So the matter of Yah is to prepare the coming of Yeshua. He is the Asa. He is the create by the preaching of the Torah unto Israel, to create the mind to receive Yeshua HaMashiach. And we don't receive him. We receive every lie, don't we? Come on, Israel. We might as well be honest. Receive everything that is full of no value. Yochanan was sent to prepare. He was a messenger of Yah. And the true messengers of Yah, they are sent to prepare. Kun. To create. And the only way they're going to create that is they must identify what's in the soil and root it out. They must show you every corrupt weed that is in you. And began to eradicate it, because you can't go out there and sow no seed right here in front of the tabernacle with all this grass. You got to tear it up. You got to kill it. You sow the seed and it's going to get lost. And we are wrapped up in so many of the cares of the world, the deceitfulness of the riches of this life. You get a dollar, you don't know what to do with it. And all your lusts enter in, it chokes out every word of Yah. We are lustful. We have no control over our desires. And there's a reason why. Because we are part of her. We have not come out of her. You must come out. So there was a messenger sent to prepare the way. And so the messenger today, and the messengers are preparing the way of Yeshua. He is the living Torah, and the Torah of Yah cannot abide in us unless the ground is prepared. So the heart must be prepared to receive the fruit of the Torah. It cannot reject the fruits of the Torah. And the fruits of the Torah deals with mishpatim, judgment, correction, justice. Our daily lives is what it deals with. Hallelujah. It shows us how to come before Yah and to offer up unto him the offering of praises and Torah. That ought to be in our lips. Something is twisted in us. When it's so hard to pull that out of the people of Yah. We do it so superficially. Pretend like we love Yah and do it. And there's nothing that flows from it. You think these folks that are singers, if they don't get up and put their... when they get up there and croon, as they said in my generation, that was one of the slang jargon, he was crooning. They had to get up there and croon. And when they mean croon, it was not just singing words. He had to put something in that thing. And you could feel it when he was singing it.
And so when you felt that the way he was singing it, or the way she was drawn from her inner part, you had to get up and say, go ahead, man. Come on, sing that thing. Come on. Man, he's singing that. Come on, sing Barry White. Let it blow cool, man. Come on, baby. Come on, Mary Wells, she draws down. And you say, look at, come on, girl, mama. So you're not crooning. You love Yah, it will flow from the belly. That will affect others. Your deadness affect your sons, your daughters, your husband, your wife. You're dead, she's dead. She's dead, you're dead, the young are dead. Everything you touch is dead.
I picked up a piece of wood over there on the first day when we were splitting wood in my back. I tell you. And when I sit down, I can hardly get up. I have to use my knees to get up. But that's all right. That will not slow me down. Hallelujah. So when a singer gets up and sing, they croon. They put everything in it. Who's going to go watch someone that they don't put their heart in it? So we don't put our heart in it because there's nothing there. So we praise God. I say, oh, praise God. You hypocrite. Ain't no breath in that. The heart makes a sound, doesn't it? Does that piano make a sound? Come here, son. Come on. Come on. Move with us. Turn this thing on. Make you a song. Hallelujah. You just run through that thing about a second or two. Just make me some different sound. Are these sounds right here? Are they all distinct? Come on. Run through this thing. I want to show you something. And they all have a melody that's so beautiful. Just run about 30 seconds. Something just pretty. Come on. Come on. Is it on, brothers? Huh? It's got to load up, man. Well, we need to load up, don't we? We need to load up on the Torah of Almighty Yah. Hallelujah. Let the fruit of the Torah of Yah be sown in us. Hallelujah. Even the timbrel makes a sound. Everything has a distinct, Torah. Everything has a distinction and sound. And our voices, our breaths to have a distinction. Come on, sing. Play me something, brother. You don't you hear that? You can hear every note, can't you? Isn't that beautiful? So what the concentra of the sound of the voices of praises unto Yah. We are a wicked, cold people. You're so wicked and cold, it's pathetic. I'm not afraid to tell you that. And I'm not afraid to look at you either. Stupid generation. I will praise him. Yahshua said, if you don't, I'm going to lift him up because I don't want the rocks to crack. You understand? Because when a man fears Yah, he truly loves him. He will obey what he says of a daughter of Zion. She will obey what Yah says. They're harlots. They're not true daughters. Even the harlot obeyed. Even the harlot obeys. Even the harlot obeyed in the house would say, even a harlot can save a house if she obeys. Even a harlot can save a house if she obeys. Because you haven't obeyed, the house is in desolation. Even a harlot, Rahab, because she obeyed, the house was saved. Because she obeyed. And so there must be those that prepare the way of Yah for Yisrael. I close with this. David says, you, O Yahweh, you have heard the desire of the humble. He says, you will prepare the heart of the humble. You will cause your ear to hear. When one is humble, there is no fight against the word of Yah, the man of Yah. And because they are humble, then Yah will hear their cries. And he will prepare. But that arrogant beast, he will never hear. Yawulkun, he will asa. Establish. Create, as David says, create in me, O Yahweh, a clean left, and renew the right ruach within me. You need a new heart, and you need form to put the right spirit in you. For his word is ruach, spirit, and it is life. So Yah must create in us. How? By the hearing of the Torah. We must hear the Torah of Yah and receive the beauty of what Torah speaks unto us. America is coming down. Her government is in a shambles. Her economy is ruined. I will show you some things on the Shabbat that they are already taking the steps. And you must understand this comes from Bloomberg's Express, a media that is prolific in the financial understanding of this nation and the markets of the world. So she has begun. That's why the gas is getting cheap. She is devaluing her dollar, where will be nothing. That it will create strength in the world. But her dollar has no power. For her birth is one of wickedness and death and terrorism. And she is going to be terrorized. She has bombed and burned many babies. Her babies are going to be burned. And there are you that cannot handle that. There are you that cannot handle that. Her babies are going to be burned. One of the most prolific economists in Russia says that she's a broken place and she's going to be broken up, for she has nothing. She has nothing. And so that's why those young men today, they went because they know her death she has sown in India and in Pakistan. They went looking for those that associated with this world power that rob and kill and destroy the people. That's why the pirates in over in Somalia are robbing their ships. They have robbed and stolen from those nations, taken their oars and their monies and left them impoverished. And so they're stealing. The scripture says, for us not to despise a man if he steals, because he's hungry to satisfy his nefesh. But if he's caught now, he shall pay sevenfold. So if a man steals to satisfy, these dogs are stealing, and they are rich and they're still stealing. They're pimping your sons. They're putting even your babies in slavery. You don't realize that. They're spending $7 trillion. Or they put it out to us in little small packages. Half of what the nation produced last year. And they're not going to get one dime back. They're taking the monies of people that work. They're taking the taxes. And they're giving it to the rich, these dogs out of hell. Yah's going to bring it down. He's going to rip her to pieces. And he tells us when it happened, rejoice. I'm not going to cry for this whore. Hallelujah. I had a brother write me out there in Montana and Idaho. You got those supremacy groups and everything. And he wrote me the other day. He said, Pastor Roberts, I want you to know this. I got the letter. I should have brought it and read it. He said, if you're ever out here in Mishlu, stop by. If I'm ever out there, which I doubt I will stop by and see that brother. He began to explain to me. He said, we're not this, we're not that, we're not this, we're not that. We need sound truth to identify what this country is and her wayward, wicked ways. And we must do that. Brother called me from California and said, Pastor, is there anyone out here in this area you can send me to that speaks the way that Yahweh's sword speaks? So we must get to the real nitty gritty of it. Hallelujah. Stand up for this little false-ism. Our pretending. We do something we think is nice. Don't mean nothing. You act like a fool 2 hours later. Do something that's nice and you're another fool.
Hallelujah. May Yah enrich you all. May He bless you that are listening. May He cause your heart to delight. Do not be a part of the chicken and the chitlin day on tomorrow. The falsism. This is a hog day. They're going to have the, I watched a man the other day. He purchased, I know, 10 hams minimum. I know it was more than that. That's not of Yah. It's an unclean thing. That's why we're going to have to stop eating the king's portions. They're messing up the food, brothers and sisters. They're messing up our bodies. I don't care what no one says. We got to get back to the old way. I'm telling you. That's why our bodies are messed up. That's why our bodies cannot expose what's in it. That's why we got bush. We got a lot of bush. Our belly swole up and fat and out of proportion. Come on. Because we got bush. We got mess in us. The food ain't right. That's just a fact of the matter. Food ain't right. That's just it. We got to eat Yah's way. Brother preached the message. I think it was Deacon Horn. I don't remember. I'll tell you about it one day. Maybe next year. May Yah enrich you all. May we delight in Yahshua. May He strengthen us all. Bless you all that are listening. May Yah enrich you all. We're really having people listening. Quite a bit of people that we're hearing from all over. We really are. Especially on the live 365. It's the radio station that we're on. It costs $100-some a month, but it's an internet radio station, but they come from all over the United States. They really do, brothers and sisters. And every time someone lock in that station, they let me know that, and they are listening. They are really listening all over the United States, especially in the metropolitans. People are listening, so they're hearing. They know of us in victory. Many times folks are just afraid of Pastor Robert, but that's all right. I don't care if they're afraid of me. It's their sins, period. That's all it is. Scripture says that the ruler of the man that is in charge, he's not a terror unto top work. But if you do evil, you better be afraid. So you better be afraid. Because you're wicked. The man's heart is right. There's no need to be afraid. Daughter of Zion, come on. She will love me. He will love me. You got a wicked motive. You better be afraid. He doesn't bear the sword of Yah in vain. And this sword that I just gave you tonight, it cuts. And it tend to cut us all right? May Yah bless you all. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yah's tough, isn't He? He's tough all the time. Yah bless us all, I pray, and strengthen Yisrael, your people, who do it in Yahshua's mighty name. Keep us all, I pray. Give us rest and comfort this night in Yahshua's name. Yisrael cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.